Hey kids! It's time for Stories from the Heart with Carol and Mark.
Hello, beautiful friends! It's so nice to be here with you on this beautiful, lovely spring day. This beautiful, lovely spring day is going to take all of us to a very, very special place. None other than the one and only Enchanted Forest!
Yippee!
Are you ready to meet Pete the Owl once again? Remember, Pete the Owl from last week was a gloomy owl until a few little friends changed his way and he had a beautiful change of heart. So in this beautiful visit to the Enchanted Forest, we will see how Pete and his little son, Pete Jr., will visit the Enchanted Forest Spirit Center for the first time together as a family. Wow, I'm super excited. Mark, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ready, set, and go!
Pete the Owl was a once gloomy owl. But you may recall our adventure with Pete the Owl last week, who just learned about the Enchanted Forest Spirit Center. Now, Pete the Owl knows that there are spirit owls watching over him. He also knows that every owl that passed away still lives in the spirit realm. Pete the Owl now talks to his guardian angel every day, and he loves joining Charlie the Bear and Lucky the Rabbit at the center every week. Charlene, Pete the Owl's lovely wife, and Pete the Owl's son, Pete Jr., have noticed a big change in Pete the Owl since he started going to the Spiritus Center. They've seen that ever since Pete the Owl started going there, he's felt very joyful every day. So Pete Jr. asked Pete the Owl one day,
Daddy, can I come to the Enchanted Forest Spiritus Center with you?
Sure, of course, Junior. We'd love to have you there.
But what can I do there? Is there a place for me?
Oh, for sure. Charlie the Bear and Lucky the Rabbit take turns teaching classes just for little bears, little rabbits, little owls like you, and all the other little animals.
Wow, that's really cool. Really? But what kind of classes are these?
Classes where we learn to love and celebrate our lives together in both realms of life, here in the forest that we know, and in the spirit realm. We learn about the many brother owls and sister rabbits that are already in the spirit realm, working to help us and inspire us here. We learn that we have more friends than we can ever imagine. And we learn that sharing the love in our hearts with kindness is the best way to connect to our spirit family, who's guided by none other than Big Brother Jesus.
Whoa! So Big Brother Jesus loves us, the animals, too?
Of course he does. He loves you so much that he gave you and all of us, the forest that we live in, the love in our hearts, the friends we have, and the family we're a part of.
Whoa, I never thought of that. That sounds awesome. Let's go.
To the Enchanted Forest Spirit Center we go. To learn from soul to soul.
Wow, I'm so excited. I want to go to the Enchanted Forest Spirit Center too.
Me too. You know something? Big Brother Jesus said something really important.
Really? What was that?
Big Brother Jesus said, "Come, children, come to me." He always said that. If you look at pictures on the internet, you'll see lots of pictures of Jesus with children.
He loves children, doesn't he?
Yeah, why do you think, Carol?
Because children know how to love. They have an open heart. And so with their hearts open, they can learn more and more about the true life, which is the life outside of the physical body. Right now, Mark, you and I are wearing a physical body just like we wear clothes every day. But one day, we are going to lose this physical body simply because it will stop working. But that doesn't mean that we will disappear. Big Brother Jesus and his beautiful unlimited love will embrace us in a new beautiful life. And when we go to the Spiritus Center, even at the Enchanted Forest one, we can learn more and more about how to live our lives here, now, in a way that will prepare us and empower us to be more and more connected to Big Brother Jesus every day, so that when we do end this life and move to the other life, just like when we travel to another country or to another city, we take the best of us with us. And how can we take the best of us with us? Through learning how to love. But love beyond what people look like. Love beyond what people dress like. Love beyond what people say. But love with actions. Pete the Owl, you should be a very, very gloomy, gloomy, gloomy owl. But then his life changed. His life changed not because of words by themselves or because of the clothes that he was wearing or because of the new shoes that he may have had, but simply because he opened his heart to see all the gifts that Big Brother Jesus gives us. So he realized that his family is a gift. He realized that the sunshine is a gift. He realized that the forest that he lives in is a gift. He realized that even his body, physical body, is a gift. He realized that his son is a beautiful gift. And so now he has a lot of reasons to be happy. And that's what happens when we allow, when we accept Big Brother Jesus' invitation. Like you said, when Big Brother Jesus said and still says, "Come to me, all little children," he is inviting us to find happiness not on the things that we think that we need, but on the things that we already have, that were already given to us. So finding happiness doesn't mean buying new clothes necessarily, or begging our parents for a new toy, or buying a new notebook every week. That doesn't mean happiness necessarily. Happiness that lasts for a long, 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 long time, like the happiness that Pete the Owl, the dad, is feeling, comes from accepting the gifts that are already a part of our everyday life. And this is what we learn at our Spiritus Center, and at every Spiritus Center that we may go to, because where Jesus is a place where we learn to love. And whenever one or two or three people come together because of Big Brother Jesus' love, he will be there. So when we go to the Spiritus Center, Big Brother Jesus is there to meet us. Even though we can't necessarily see him, we can feel his presence, we can feel his love, we can feel his sweet hug when we go to the classes for children, when we take the passes, when we learn to say a prayer to our guardian angel. We feel Big Brother Jesus because he's inviting all of us to come, even the little animals. So let us be grateful for everything that Big Brother Jesus has given us, including our bodies, our families, the animals, the plants, the school, and the spirit. spirit center that we may be a part of. So shall we say a beautiful prayer in gratitude for Big Brother Jesus' gifts?
Thank you, Big Brother Jesus, for giving us this beautiful, lovely opportunity to be invited to go to a Spiritus Center. As children, we're all invited at the Spiritus Center. And the Spiritus Center can be a place not just for our parents, but for us to learn about love, for us to learn about caring, for us to learn about being grateful for what we have, for us to learn that we're all spirits that are going to live on forever. And with each other, we're going to be learning and living together and learning how to become even more loving and even more caring. So thank you so much for the opportunity to visit the Spiritus Center. And if we don't have a Spiritus Center, we thank the opportunity to be able to listen to this program and to be with other kids who are also thinking about how to be more like and how to be more blessed and living in the life that Big Brother Jesus is all inviting us to. And we may pray that in the future we can attend a Spiritus Center. Thank you, Big Brother Jesus, for this beautiful opportunities, and so be it.
So be it. Thank you, Big Brother Jesus, for the gift of our beautiful little listeners. And until we meet again for another
Stories from the Heart
with Carol
and Mark,
we will be sending Big Brother Jesus thank you, thank you, thank you every day because of you. We love you guys.
We love you.
Bye. Bye.